Hey everyone, it's Novalane here and welcome back to Unfollowed. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that little dopamine hit from a notification? Like your brain is on autopilot, scrolling endlessly through the digital world? You know that feeling when you try to put down your phone and suddenly realize you've spent the entire afternoon doom scrolling? Yeah, me too. It's like being sucked into a vortex of information, likes, and opinions, sometimes overwhelming, right? That's why today we're diving deep into something crucial. Taking care of yourself online. It's not just about logging off for a weekend retreat, although that's amazing. It's about building healthy habits, setting boundaries, and reclaiming your digital space so it actually serves you instead of the other way around. Think of it like this. Your online presence is an extension of yourself. Just like you wouldn't let someone run roughshod over your physical well-being, why would you allow that to happen in your digital life? So, what are some key takeaways to help you navigate this crazy world of likes and shares? Buckle up, because we are about to dive into 5 powerful strategies. Number 1. Awareness is power. Seriously, how much time do you really spend online each day? Track it. Use those built-in phone features to see just how deep the rabbit hole goes. Once you know your baseline, you can start setting realistic goals for reducing screen time and consciously choosing what you consume. Next up, curate your feed with intention. You know that friend who always posts drama or negativity? Yeah, unfollow them. No judgment here, we've all been there. Surround yourself with accounts that inspire, educate, and uplift you. Fill your digital space with positivity, creativity, and genuine connections. Remember, your online experience should reflect the kind of energy you want to attract in your life. Number 3. Disengage from the comparison game. Social media can be a breeding ground for envy and inadequacy. You're comparing your behind-the-scenes chaos to everyone else's carefully curated highlight reels. It's just not fair. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. Number 4. Set boundaries. This is crucial. Decide what you're comfortable sharing online, who you want to connect with, and how often you'll engage. Remember, you have the power to control your digital footprint. Don't be afraid to mute notifications, take breaks from social media altogether, or even create specific time slots for checking emails and messages. You're in charge of your own digital well-being. Finally, remember that offline life is waiting for you. Go for a walk, read a book, connect with loved ones. The world outside your screen is full of possibilities. Make time for activities that bring you joy, nourish your soul, and remind you that there's more to life than likes and shares. Think about those times when you've gotten sucked into a social media spiral, comparing yourself to others, or feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of information. Have you ever noticed how much energy it drains? That feeling of exhaustion, irritability, even a little bit of despair, we've all been there. Now imagine replacing that negative energy with something positive. Going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending quality time with loved ones. How different would you feel? So, what are some actionable steps you can take right now to prioritize your well-being online? Start by reflecting on your current digital habits. How much time are you actually spending online each day? Set realistic goals for reducing screen time and create specific time slots for checking emails and messages. Next, curate your feed with intention. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or leave you feeling inadequate. Surround yourself with positive content that inspires, motivates, and uplifts you. And remember, it's okay to take breaks. Step away from the screen, go for a walk, engage in activities that bring you joy. You deserve a break, and your well-being is worth prioritizing. Remember, taking care of yourself online isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that serve your well-being. By implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your digital space, reduce stress, and cultivate a healthier relationship with technology. Ready to level up your online experience? Share this episode with a friend who could use some digital detox inspiration. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps me reach more people who are ready to break free from the algorithm and rewrite their own story. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.